They're doing more. They still got a closed loop on a few things. Crossings, I'd say crossing on the southern border is down 96%. Mexican military is helping some of that, Mexican intelligence. Canada, crossings down there are down about 88%. We need to do a little bit more work in Canada. Fentanyl is still a big issue. Even though fentanyl seizures and overdoses are on the decrease, there's a lot more we got to do. The criminal cartels in Mexico, President Trump has offered Mexico to help obliterate them, take them off the face of the earth. Mexico kind of pushed back on that. I think if Mexico really wants to get Mexico as great as it can be, much of the Mexican military, law enforcement, government officials are corrupt at the hands of criminal cartels, and many of them don't want to be corrupt, but you got a choice. Either help the cartels do what they want to do, or they'll kill you and your family. I think eliminating the cartels from Mexico will make Mexico great country, a much safer country. So I hope Mexico steps up and lets the United States help them, because it's going to take the U.S. to get rid of the cartels. Mexico's failed in decades of getting rid of them. It's going to take the strength of the U.S. to make that happen.
Should the cartels be considered terrorists, unlike terrorists from Iran, the Houthis, or Al-Qaeda, or any other terrorist group? Do they belong in that same category? Should we treat them as such?
Absolutely. They've killed more Americans than, name a terrorist organization, whether it's ISIS, Al-Qaeda, whoever. Criminal cartels in Mexico have killed more Americans than all those other terrorist groups combined. Just hundreds of thousands of Americans dead from fentanyl they're poisoning this country with. So yeah, they should be designated terrorists. They are terrorists now, and we're treating them like terrorists.
I want to talk a little about something I heard Kash Patel and Dan Bongino say in an interview over the weekend related to the northern border, suggesting that there was increased criminal activity at the northern border. Our listeners are along the Midwest and the northern border. Do we need to be more concerned about what's happening across the northern border, and what is being done about it?
Look, I grew up on the northern border. I still own a home up there in Lake Ontario, summer home, and northern border crossings. They're not down as far as southern border crossings. What concerns about the northern border is who we're apprehending at the northern border. People from India, Pakistan, Turkey, the special interest countries. Because they have the money to get to Canada. Canada's immigration policies are very lax. You can get into Canada pretty easy. So I've been meeting with the Canadian officials, just met with them again last week about closing some of the loopholes. So they're making strides, but they got more to do.
I want to ask you about the wall, the big, beautiful wall, and how that's coming along. You and I were down at the border looking at some of the projects that Tommy Fischer was working on, best practices on the wall. He ended up building a lot of wall in the first Trump administration. Give us an update on his efforts and the efforts overall, and how much border and various security fences you want to see down there, and how quickly that's going to happen.
Or, this new big, beautiful bill is going to give us the money to build that wall, finish building it. We got hundreds of miles of wall to finish. Plus, we got to finish technology in the new wall we built, because Joe Biden, not only stopped building the wall, he stopped putting the necessary electronics in that wall that supports communication between Border Patrol agents. It's a smart wall. You dig around that wall, we know. You climb that wall, you know. You approach that wall, we know, because the technology built within that wall. But Joe Biden stopped a lot of the technology in the existing wall we built. So we're going to finish adding the existing technology to the existing wall. We're going to build more wall, and the bills help us do that. Walls, every place a border barrier has been built, illegal migrations decrease, illegal drug flows decrease. But my most important thing about the wall is it saves lives, because the most vulnerable of us, women and children, can't climb that wall, which means they're going to go to a place where there's not a wall. And what's waiting on them? Men and women wearing green, which is going to deal with a humanitarian crisis right off, because a lot of people are in bad shape. Walls save lives. But in addition to building wall, we're putting over, right now I think we're working on over 50 miles of water buoys in the river, which are extremely effective. And that's going to save lives. Because when people see that buoy barrier in the middle of that river, river is already treacherous across, many aliens die making that journey. But when they see that buoy system, they're not going to tempt it, which means that's going to save a lot of lives also.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners and viewers you want them to know about the job you're doing and the entire apparatus of the Trump administration?
I wake up every day like a kid in a candy store. I was pissed off for 4 years that the Biden administration destroyed the most secure border we ever had on purpose. I'm proud of the fact that I worked for the greatest president in my lifetime. Hate him or love him, I've worked for 6 presidents. No one's done more to secure this border, protect our national security than President Trump. So I'm proud to be with him every day. Took a huge pay cut coming back, but I wake up every day excited that I work for the greatest president this country's ever seen when it comes to border security and national security. I'm proud to be a part of it.